This is most atypical.
Right.
Andrew, you're in.
Welcome to heaven.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only the most serene and enlightened souls shall gain audience. Dude, we're in big trouble. I think I have an idea, dude.
Put your helmet on.
ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6,
commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
Episode 128, Those We Lost in 2016. A lot of celebrity badass musicians died in 2016. This is a tribute to them.
Indeed it is. The year of our Lord 2016 took many, many people from us.
Yep. Shout out to my grandma, Carolyn Royal, who died. Sucks.
Rest
also a
peace.
Shout out Christopher Drellinger, Never Say Never bassist, who I toured with. He also died. So you'll hear some Never Say Never. Unfortunately, my grandma never recorded any material for you to hear. Or you would have.
Yeah, on this episode for sure.
Because Rhyme and Treason, we don't fuck around. 7 years later.
We just keep bringing it.
We
non-stop,
do.
Non-stop, don't stop, won't stop.
You know, it sucks, but the reality is we're all going to die. So not to get morbid, but we got a lot of badass music on this shit because a lot
That's
of badass
morbid.
People died.
It's pretty morbid.
Merle Haggard, David
Prince.
Bowie, George Michael, one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, because you've been to a public restroom in Hollywood before?
I don't know why. Trying to think of one of his songs, but guess what? We've been drinking a lot of beer and booze at this point because...
This episode is brought to you by Sierra Nevada Chico IPA, fresh from the growler.
I just tapped the Audition Double IPA.
Some Alpine Duet Pale Ale.
That's right, because we are getting wasted because it's
Bush
been
Bushmills Irish Whiskey.
6 months since we partied up, and yeah... A lot of artists died in
and
2016.
Bex,
of course.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of people died in 2016. I mean, not just musicians either. I mean, you're going to hear from the musicians, of course, because it's fucking Rhyme and Treason, right? But, I mean, Professor Snape?
Yeah, I know. Alan Rickman, he was
Rickman,
a badass.
What the fuck? I mean, best known as Professor Snape.
Watch CBGB.
But really, to me, best known and beloved as... The villain from Die Hard.
Or a CBGB. One of his last movies. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well played, Mr. Matador.
That's right. I know my Alan Rickman. Anywho.
Speaking of Alans.
Alan Wrench?
No.
The porn star?
Oh, did he die in 2016? I don't know.
No, his career did.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know what I'm saying. No, I don't. Ouch. All right. Keenan Allen?
No.
What are you talking about, DJ Gower?
Alan Thicke, dude.
What? Alan Thicke died? Growing Pains?
Yeah!
Oh!
God,
I didn't even
man.
Know that happened. Shit!
Dude, brutal too. Like, he collapsed playing hockey with his kid or something. Not Robin Thicke, by the way.
Alright, people.
That is his kid, but that's
so don't be too sad because guess what? Life goes on. 2017 is going to be the greatest year of Rhyme and Treason, period.
Goddamn right.
But this is a tribute to all the people that died. We miss you all. And,
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Oh yeah, so many.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles, like, whew, just.
Luckily, Gower owns no Eagles, so you won't be hearing the Eagles.
Especially
he hates
if Don
them.
Henley's on it.
Big Lebowski and Gower.
Why couldn't
despise
Don
the
Henley
Eagles.
Die? That motherfucker.
I don't mind the Eagles at all. I think they're pretty good, but that's just me.
Whatever, dude.
Don Henley's a good drummer. All right. We're out of here for this segment.
Phil Collins is a good drummer.
Here we go. Rhyme.
Phil Collins made Genesis better. And Treason.
Sorry you died in 2016, people.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you gots to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kinda simple, just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Well, I had a good thing and I knew it, but I blew it. Now I got to find a way to get back to it. I'm not too sure about what I'm doing. I'm a little confused, but I'm sick and tired of being misused. Well, now this ain't the life I choose. Even when I win, it seems like I lose. I went to the racetrack with my best friend. We got a tip on a horse, was guaranteed to win. Money on horse number 8. Halfway through the race, he was still at the gate. Well, now this ain't the life I choose. Even when I win, it seems like I lose. Seems like I lose. Play the blues for me, Paul.
Telling you somebody died. but she couldn't afford to feed it. It was sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Death.
Sorry, dude. Super death. You're done.
So, what now? I go to heaven?
Nope. When a death dies, he gets reincarnated. You're being reincarnated as a Chinese baby right now. Girl?
Girl.
My blue-eyed son, well, how have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled up on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled over 6 crooked highways. I've stepped out in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of dozen dead oceans. I tell you it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Well, it's hard. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? here, my darling young one. I heard the 100 drummers' hands that were blazing, 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard a one-person star, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. What'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? What'll you do now, my darling young one? Well, I walk to the depths of the deepest black forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding the water. But I love my song well, and I sure won't forget it, 'cause it's hard, yeah, it's hard.
Stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yes, sir. Piano.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hurting me now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel the pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Yeah. We'll be right back. farther down.
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. You're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
Episode 128 coming at you. Those who died in 2016, the artists. It's a shame.
Yeah, and you know we're trying to talk a little bit more on this one because honestly, there was only so many people that died. I mean, at least musically, that
yeah, it sucks.
Allow us.
I'm pumped Betty White's still alive.
Right?
She's 95.
I think she's pumped too. She's probably like, whew.
She probably didn't do a bunch of coke to her face for 20 years.
Truth. Yeah.
Bowie.
2017 already did bring a couple of victims, though, did they? Did it not?
Carrie Fisher? Was that 2016 or 17?
2017.
Yeah, I saw the documentary on HBO.
Carrie Fisher and her mom.
And her mom, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but guess what? 2017.
But you know what? You know who else died, actually, this year? From Star Wars? Red Leader. The actor who played the Red Leader. From A New Hope.
What about Porkins? Is he still taken?
Shit, I don't know. Hear me out on this one, though. Hear me out on this one. Okay, so the actor who played Red Leader apparently had some schizophrenia issues, multiple personality disorder, something like that, some paranoia, especially in recent years, and had been in and out of mental health institutions. And one of the things that was really flexing him as far as his psychosis went, was that he had a deathly fear that he was going to choke on food.
Yeah. Died of choking on food?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact. In a psych ward, eating a fish pie, which is a common dish.
Graham Reaper was all over that guy, that's for sure.
And he fucking choked on his food and died. So, like, imagine your greatest fear in life just absolutely coming true. Only because simply it is such a great debilitating fear to you that it allowed you to succumb to it.
All right, this is getting pretty dark. I think we're out of here. we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Sorry everybody died. It was shitty. And
we'll make it better. We promise.
We're playing the music.
We're
because
back.
They all deserve to get their awesome music played here. This goes back and up along. Anyway, we're sorry that we got a little morbid, but thanks for listening if you did.
We're also sorry that 2016 brought you some inconsistencies with our show. We
we kind of took a shit ourselves, really. Because we were dealing with all that bullshit.
Yeah, and bullshit.
2017, now we're going to be on the ball. We're going to fucking
Bring it to you like we've never brought it to you before, like we always have and will again, according to our.
I'm going to do a Superman punch right to your jugular, and that's what you can expect. Rhyme and Treason 2017, we're going to fucking bring it like no other. Rhyme.
And American Treason.
Sorry, guys, died.
Freedom! Freedom died too. We'll be right back.
Destroy. We don't want any
crime
and treason.